The main reason is because there are 18 songs on the record. Because 18 is a number. You know, it just says Moby 18 or Moby 18. And it could be French, it could be American, it could be Australian, it could be from another planet. Like, the album cover is supposed to look like a photograph from a vacation or a holiday on another planet. Well, one of the ways that I was able to choose the 18 songs that are on 18 was really just picking my favorite 18 songs. So of the 150, these are probably, you know, my favorite 18. Yeah, I make my records at home in Manhattan. I have a two-bedroom apartment, and my second bedroom is a recording studio. I like working alone because that way I can have a lot of control over how the music sounds. And if you're working with other musicians, you have to wait for them to show up. And if I'm working on my own, I can work at, you know, 2 in the afternoon or 2 in the morning. I can work at 9 in the morning or 9 at night. I do work with other singers. Like, on the new album, I have Angie Stone singing on a song and Sinead O'Connor singing on a song. But 99% of the time I'm working on music, it's just me alone in my studio. 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 Well, the song that Sinead O'Connor sings is actually a song I had written 17 years ago. And so for the last 17 years, I've been holding on to this song, just waiting for the right person to sing it. He expressed interest in singing on the song on my record, and I immediately thought of this song, and that's how I sent it to her. Well, originally she was supposed to come to New York to record the vocals. She didn't want to fly. You know, she was nervous about flying. So she recorded the vocals in London. You know, I sent the tapes to her in London. She sent them back to me in New York. Well, the idea for We're All Made of Stars, it's me in Los Angeles as a spaceman. It's a bunch of, I don't know if people will recognize the stars in the video, but there are a lot of really strange American, like, actors and musicians. Like, you have JC from NSYNC and Dave Navarro, who was in the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Tommy Lee and Thora Birch and all these different people. Basically, they're the ones singing the song, and I'm just in the background wearing my spacesuit, wearing my spacesuit, wearing my spacesuit, wearing my spacesuit. Yeah, well, I live about 2 kilometers from where the World Trade Center was, and I woke up September 11th to, you know, planes flying into these buildings and the buildings falling down. And it was such a strange and upsetting day. You know, it's the sort of day that no one ever expected to see. And the fact that it was my birthday made it even more strange. I certainly think that my birthdays are going to feel a lot differently now than they did in the past. Well, strangely enough, it didn't change my life that much. I still live in the same apartment in New York City. I still shop in the same supermarket. I still eat in the same restaurants, I still have the same friends, I still do my laundry in the same laundromat. So my life isn't very much different than it was 3 or 4 years ago. The only difference is I have to do more interviews now, and I travel a lot more. Basically, no, my life is very much the same now as it was 3 or 4 years ago. I love making CDs, and I also love writing my essays and my updates for my website. Basically, it's just that simple. I really love communicating, and the internet and my website, Moby.com provides me with a really unique way of being able to communicate directly with people. You know, because traditionally, like when I was growing up, the only way to find out about musicians was to read interviews with them. And so interviews would come out with someone maybe once a year, once every 2 years, and you have to wait for that. But now, if anyone's interested in me, they can go to my website, and it's always being changed. Yeah, I'm a little bit addicted to the internet. You know, I check my email 10, 15 times. Whenever I sit down to check my email, a lot of times will write something for my website. It can be something political, it can be something silly and stupid, it can be, you know, I can write about anything. It's so nice to have such an open forum. Sometimes I reply to things in the boards, but the boards change so quickly. I mean, we have like 30,000 people who belong to the board, so messages come and go very quickly. So I don't respond that often to specific things on the boards. And what's nice is so many people who come to hang out on the boards are such nice people. Like, I'm proud to have the fans that I have, because for the most part, they're very smart and they're very open-minded and very nice, decent people. So nice to have such an open forum. Oh, I meet them all the time. If I'm playing a concert, sometimes people win competitions to meet me, or I'll be at a restaurant and someone will come up and introduce themselves, or I'm just walking down the street and people will stop me and talk to me, so it happens all the time. Yeah, I love it. I mean, I've never understood why public figures complain about being public figures. Like, if I didn't want people to know me, I wouldn't do this job. You know, if I didn't, I mean, when you become, if you're a successful musician or a successful actor or what, or some sort of public figure, you have to understand that, yes, people are going to want to talk to you. But I love that. Yeah, this is, it's an interesting period because I don't, like, I've made this record and I don't know how it's going to do. Because thus far, the reviews have been very mixed. Like, some people really love my new album, some people don't like it at all. So I'm curious to see what sort of life it's going to have once it's actually released. I'm excited but curious just to see how things go. Any regrets? It's hard to have regrets when you're happy with how your life is. My regrets would be simple, I think. Like, I wish I'd gone swimming more, and I wish I'd spent more time playing with dogs, being outside. Because I spend so much time in my studio, or traveling and doing interviews and playing concerts. I think maybe I wish I could have spent a little bit more time just being outside and swimming and hiking and canoeing and just, you know, doing mm-hmm. nice, healthy thing. My main ultimate goal is just to make music that I love that other people will love. But, I mean, ideally I'd love to figure out the secret of immortality and then figure out the secret of, you know, interstellar space travel. It'd also be nice at some point to, like, to meet someone and fall in love. To meet someone and fall in love. To meet someone and fall in love. I'm excited but curious just to see how things go. I'm proud to have the fans that I have, because for the most part they're very smart and they're very open-minded and very nice, decent people. It's so nice to have such an open forum. To meet someone and fall in love.